This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, time for another activity here that is a part of the Doug Steffen Networks, I guess. Good Day Health Show on the air with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We're going to go through, as we usually do, and not necessarily quickly, because there's a lot of information here that is pertinent. We've found that people listening to Good Day Health Show, the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com of Dr. Ken, has increased since the beginning of the year by threefold, Ken, and I'm sure that that's because of all the information that you provide, that we present here, and I'm just going to go through the last podcast, the one that's currently there, because they're updated every week, edited information that comes from our conversations on the air. For example, if you go to gooddayhealthshow.com right now, both Ken and I are going to go over the results of a new study that show 40% of cancers are obesity-related. And then other things like knowing the consequences of mixing energy drinks with alcohol. Good God, I remember that conversation. New studies show that losing one's sense of smell at an early age may not be good for your mortality. Also in this current podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, clinical trials, whether they're good or bad, how they're done. Hospital visits could give you fungal infections. That information in the current podcast. Learn what you need to know about this study showing women who take the pill have lowered their risk of several types of cancers. FDA gives its approval to a new drug that could give relief to Parkinson's sufferers. So all that information, imagine, all that packed into a small, packing into a compaction. That's a good double entendre, a double whatever. But it is, that's the history of the Good Day Health Show podcast. So check it out, Dr. Ken and his podcast, because there are two there every week. One from Dr. Jack Stockwell, one from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So you want to check out the information I just gave you pertains to the Ken Kronhaus most recent Good Day Health Show, podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. All right, so Ken, who is a noted cardiologist practicing in Mount Dora, Florida, at his clinic, Lake Cardiology, does lots of burning. When I was there last week, Ken had a hard time getting out of the office to make dinner at 8:30. He starts in the morning at 8 and goes through, and many times you'll find him burning the midnight oil, trying to keep up with all the records and things that he needs to with all of his patients coming in and out of there, all of them with cardiovascular problems, heart disease, those sorts of things. And unfortunately, with the way things are, your business is not off, is it? You get more and more people all the time coming to you. Is it the same basic problem all the time, or do you find sometimes you're challenged and it becomes interesting because someone comes to you with an unusual problem that's not readily, I don't mean it's not readily fixable, but you have to really work at it to figure out what's going on and how to fix it.
Well, a wide variety. You know, as a cardiology consultant, I'm often asked to see people who have been to other doctors and do not yet have a diagnosis or looking for other treatments. But also, we see a wide variety of the common killer of Americans, which is blockages in the circulation to the heart, coronary artery disease.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is, there's improvement being made, but people are their own worst enemy. I think we find that out, don't we, Ken, in looking at these studies and thinking
about lifestyle is huge in heart disease, and, you know, I've told you 80% of heart disease could be prevented by practicing a good lifestyle.
All right, so here's a study out this week. Ken goes through all of the association journals to come up with information that will help you out. So pay attention if you're on a weight loss program to this study. Low-fat, low-carb diets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What's the best way to lose weight? You can maybe give us a conclusion after you tell us about the study.
Sure. This talks about a long-term controversy about which diet is best for losing weight. This is published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. When it comes to shedding pounds, the debate has raged about whether low-carb diets are better than low-fat ones, but new research finds little difference between the two. So it's not so much which diet you eat, it's how many calories you take in for your goal target weight and that you get adequate nutrients. And then you go and exercise after the doctor says it's okay. So you really need to count the calories, and it doesn't matter which way you get them. I prefer, personally, the Mediterranean diet, and that's what I eat, and then I figure out how many calories I need to consume based on how active I am for that day and based on my target weight.
All right, so Mediterranean diet, again, fish and greens, that sort of thing, right? Isn't it?
Exactly.
Basic staple?
Yeah. Exactly. You know, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, nuts. You add some fish and turkey, chicken and veal, and you have a wonderful diet.
You know, I have a penchant for nuts. I like cashews. I like peanuts. I like pistachios. I like almonds, and I mix them all up. I have pumpkin seeds and that sort of stuff, and I have this big bowl that I put all of these things in, and I get to grab a handful when I'm hungry. But if I don't eat, like today, I have not had time really to eat. I've been busy all morning, and so I grab a couple of handfuls. But I notice, because I was off, when you saw me, I was down about 9 pounds from where you'd seen me last year. And now I've noticed in the last, because I've been back on the farm for 4 or 5 days, and I've, you know, I'm not eating, because I think if I don't eat and I drink that, you know, a lot of water and the things that I mix in it, like lemon juice and honey and stuff, that I'll continue to lose weight. But it's right there, that bowl.
Yeah,
grab a handful of those, and I think I've gone back up a little bit, Frank.
Right, nuts are really good if you can only eat one handful a day. Right. I can't either.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. And there's a lot of calories, and there's fat in them. And there's mostly good fat, but a lot of calories. So you have to have only one handful a day.
Yeah. All right, so I need some. What I need, Ken, is more of what you have. Self-control. I've never been big in that department. All right, so we have these. There are a lot of different things that have been studied this week. Again, a lot of benefit you will find as you listen through to this hour. You get a lot of benefit from Ken's research, and we get to that as we continue here. Speaking of benefits, for those of you who want to keep your immune system functioning at its best, Balance of Nature provides you with that opportunity, because they have produced a capsule, actually two capsules, one that has about 11 fruits in it and another that has about 11 or 12 vegetables in it. These are powdered fruits, no sugar, nothing, no added. It's pure fruit and vegetable. Now, Ken will tell you correctly, as he just did, you need to eat more fruits and vegetables, like eat the real thing. But none of us have that many fruits a day. Maybe me, I'm the only one who does it. And I don't mean that as a, you know, here I am, Mr. Wonderful. But I do try to have a lot of fruits now. I'm sticking to berries. I'm not on the melons anymore, because those apparently are high in sugar and a lot of citrus, that sort of thing. And then the veggies, a lot of green vegetables. I find I like the green vegetables. And so the veggie capsules are green, and the fruit capsules are pinkish in color. You can open them up, put them on other fruit, open the vegetables up, put it on your food, you're having a dinner, whatever it is. Get two of these into your system every day, two in the morning, one of each, and one of each in the evening. And you will find your immune system is going to be helped greatly. That's according to the research done. They also provide you with a health coach at balanceofnature.com, so you can ask questions about your diet. Get more info. Ask about Ken's diet and see if they give you a little bit more information so you can plan your meals accordingly. All of this, the information and the help to enhance your immune system, is there at one place, balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code DJV. You'll get the first month's supply free using the code DJV. Also, there are other special discounts. Use the code DJV when you go to balanceofnature.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
In Aspen, Colorado, the city provides office space to the county, but only on the strict condition that microwaving fish sticks must be strictly prohibited. After considerable debate and a public hearing, the county commissioners agreed that fish sticks should never be microwaved. So their intergovernmental office space agreement not only specifies office hours and building codes, but also bans fish sticks. The smell of certain foods in the break room is a common complaint of office workers everywhere. But most people look through the lens of liberty before trying to make their personal tastes a matter of law. Do we really need contracts to dictate what workers can and cannot eat? Surely elected city and county officials have more important business to worry about than what's for lunch.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
17 after the hour. On Good Day Health, I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos. We're going through his research this week, the things that he's found that will help you understand maybe some things that are going on in your body. You're welcome to send questions along to me, Twitter, at Doug Steffen, or to Doug@DougSteffen.com. Once in a while, we do have time. I don't want to discourage you from sending the questions along. We have time when we can get to it, but I like to have Ken explain a lot of these things that are going on that are making the medical news. For example, I said to you off the air, this sort of sounded like an oxymoron to me. Such a thing as an herbal drug? What is this herbal drug that's new on the market?
The popular botanical drug kratom, K-R-A-T-O-M, is already under fire from American health officials as an addictive opioid, Doug. And now new reports are linking its use with salmonella poisoning. The CDC, they're investigating a multi-state outbreak of 28 salmonella infections in 20 states linked to kratom use. So if you have this, don't use it. Stay away from it. Now you have another good reason to avoid
it. Is that the trade name? How do you recognize? Is it called K-R-A-T-O-M, kratom, is that what
Correct.
You'd see? If you went to the, let's say, the Whole Foods store, and you went to the section where they have all of the various supplements,
you would
see this in on a bottle.
Correct.
And it's salmonella, so that must mean they had a problem as they were making it. They got the salmonella stuff wouldn't come about as a result after it was produced.
It's a tropical tree. It's native to Southeast Asia. And leaves contain psychoactive or mind-altering opioid compounds.
So what would you use it for?
People use it like they
marijuana.
Do an opioid.
Really?
Or to
So this is not something... Well, so I'm sort of confused. Is it legal or illegal? Is it a legal herbal drug that has those
Correct.
Consequences?
That exactly. It falls out of the reach of the FDA, but everyone's recommending to avoid it.
Not because of what it does, but because of the salmonella.
But another good reason. I mean, it had been already on the CDC's radar screen and the FDA's radar screen, you know, figuring out how to get it illegal. And now it has another problem.
Well, but there are a lot of these guys, these characters in the FDA and the CDC that are trying to make things illegal that ought not to be because they're trying to take care of the people that pay the bills or pay for the bought and paid for congressmen. So I'm not impressed by that, but I am interested in what you said about it. K-R-A-T-O-M.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Here we are, continuing to feed you lots of information. Ken's good at spoon feeding. Sometimes it gets a little heavy, some of this stuff, and Ken boils it all down to things that you can understand and take with you. Thus, the popularity of our podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com. Talk to Ken Kronhaus with the next item. Although you did do a little quick research on kratom and found that it's available at smoke shops and elsewhere, so you wouldn't find it necessarily at the natural aisle at Whole Foods.
Well, it's also available online, and in some states it's legal, and some it's not.
Really? Huh. All right. First time I've ever heard about it, so that's good. Good info. Next, cigars, pipes. Some people think, I don't know who the hell thinks this, but wherever it came from, cigarettes are dangerous. We know about that, and some people say, oh, I'll smoke a cigar. Because that's a lot of women are now smoking cigars. Ugh, God, it's gross.
Even well, I hear that once a week. I heard it
really?
Yesterday
cigars
from a patient.
And pipes are better than really.
I heard it from a patient. I gave up the cigarettes and I'm smoking a cigar a day, and so I'm doing better. I heard a patient say that.
Yeah, and you told them what?
Well, I told them that it would
get
be
your
best.
Head out of the sand, Jeff.
I told them that please don't believe what you're telling me. It would be best to get off of all of it. And now we have a good study supporting that. This came out of the JAMA Internal Medicine this week, that combustible tobacco used in any form is a cancer risk, and pipe and cigar smokers cannot be given a pass. The good news, Doug, is that the risk of death from any cause or tobacco-linked cancers fell once smokers quit.
Just quit. Don't have to have something in your mouth unless there's something wrong with you psychologically. That's all smoking cigarettes and cigars. Sticking something in your mouth most of the time starts with people who haven't been breastfed. That's my... I don't have any research. I have absolutely no research to back that up. However, it makes sense to me, and whether it does to you can or not. I mean, you can understand my thinking, right? You know, that's all. It's all about sucking.
Find something else to love, I guess.
There you go. All right, so that's no big news there. It's all bad for you. So, and then, but they didn't put into that these electric smoke puffer things. Those are no good for you either.
No,
right? No. Okay. Here's something. that is really, I think, on the top of my mind this week, the research on cleaning sprays. And the fact that women, more than men, maybe this proves that women do more cleaning than men do, get long-term lung damage, and if you're not a smoker, it doesn't make any difference around this stuff, right?
Yes, this is important. This is out of the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine, and the results of this study simply was that women who work as cleaners or who regularly clean, Doug, the family home using cleaning sprays or other products, they have a greater decline in lung health over time than women who do not clean. So the take-home from this is that if you do regular cleaning with these cleaning sprays or other products, maybe use a mask and just make sure you have adequate ventilation when you're doing it.
Adequate ventilation. This time of year, winter areas, or even where it's hot like in Florida, keep the windows open when you use this stuff. Is there a product or a line of products that you can buy and use to clean that will not have this impact? You know, again, I'm not doing commercials for Whole Foods, but there are the natural, you can find these in lots of different places now, the specialized field of natural cleaners. One wonders if you use those, do you avoid this lung damage we're talking about?
Well, stay tuned. They confirm those ideas through studies, but certainly, again, we're not doing a commercial for Whole Foods, but if you wander through Whole Foods, certainly there are a lot of products that are advocating exactly what you're describing.
Yeah. And it's much better for it. That's what I have in my home, frankly. All right. Ken and I will be wrestling about flu shots and the flu as we continue here up next on this edition of Good Day Health.
Hey guys, Jen here from the DJV Show. Let me share with you this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. And to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables per day. The cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar or more at your local grocery store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies help boost the immune system. They also provide a health coach at no charge to guide you with any questions you have. Take steps to give yourself better all over health. Check out all of their testimonials at balanceofnature.com. We have this product. You should too. Call them now. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV for a special discount. Balanceofnature.com. Use promo code DJV.
It's buy one, get one at your local CVS pharmacy, where it's easy to find the essentials you need and the hot deals you want. Need one good reason to shop this week? How about two? Buy one, get one free on select CVS Health, Nature Made, and Nature's Bounty vitamins. Plus, buy one, get one free on all CVS batteries. Restrictions apply. See circular or cvs.com/weeklyad for details. Feel good? Save money at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
To the hour now on the Good Day Health Show. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Mardora, Florida. Those of you who are in the area that want good second... what's that? Hello? Anybody home? I was almost going to say, you want a second-hand opinion. No. You want a second opinion. You go to Ken if you're upset. You're not getting answers. He is he's just so convivial, so helpful, so smart. You'll love going to visit with him, so don't feel bashful or shy. Call the office if you want to go down there and check him out, work around whatever your schedule may be. 352-735-1400 is the number at Lake Cardiology for Dr. Ken. 352-735-1400. I heard a blip there. 352-735-1400. Check with Dr. Ken. Here's some good medical news about music and exercising, Ken.
It sure is. And, you know, we're all trying to get into the gym, and here's a way to make it a little more pleasurable. This is out of Psychology of Sport and Exercise just this week. It's a new study, and it may have found a way to make exercise more fun. Put on your favorite tune is the answer from this study. Listening to music during a workout, it does not increase focus on the task at hand, but it does make exercise much more enjoyable.
Right, and that makes sense. All kinds of music. If you're having yoga, He uses a certain kind of music, the wave. Right, those FM stations.
Whatever you personally enjoy.
Yeah, but a lot of people that want to jump around on the floor in the gym that I go to, the Y in Santa Monica, they just have moldy, oldie, goody, goldies from their rusty rack of wrinkled records.
Wow.
I can do the intro to all of them myself. But music is good. You make exercise. I have found, and by the way, this comes completely from the thoughts or things department. If you think exercise is a drag, which is basically my mantra, I have not, for the most part, found exercise to be challenging or fun. Ken loves it. And so when you get, I've started going to there's a new Y in Santa Monica that I've gone to, and it's bright and all the equipment is new, and I found myself, and I'm using the equipment that I like to use, which the other gym didn't have. So I'm finding that I am looking forward to it, and the time seems to go faster. And maybe you're getting more out of the workout.
Absolutely. You know, walk around the gym, find the equipment that you particularly like. If you don't know how to use it, ask someone. There's always people around in a good gym that are more than happy to show you how to use it. And some people feel better on some equipment, and you'll, especially the aerobic equipment, you know, find something you especially enjoy. And if you don't like the music that they're piping into your gym, then, you know, just wear a little band around your arm or hide it somewhere, get your phone with some apps and plug it right into your ear.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Good advice. Okay, so exercise, we all know how that works. Number 89 on this list of things that Ken has studied this week. We continually discuss the flu shot. This year, it is a tough year for the flu. No question about it. More people and younger people and more women have died. And so this focus on this particular study is about women who are pregnant and whether or not they should get, because that's a question you get a lot, Stu. I'm a pregnant woman, do I get a flu shot?
Exactly. And this is some good news. And it just came out this week in the medical journal, Pediatrics. This good news is for expecting moms who are trying to weather a brutal flu season, and that's this year. This new study shows that getting the flu vaccine during pregnancy causes no harm to the newborns. So, mom, don't be afraid of it. If you haven't gotten it yet, please get it.
Get your flu shot. Doesn't make any difference whether you're pregnant or not. Doesn't make any difference what age you are. Ken advises a flu shot.
It seems to have leveled off the flu, but it has certainly not gone away.
Yeah. I don't have one, have never had one. It's one of the places that we disagree. I just don't feel like they serve a purpose for me anyway. But that doesn't mean that what I say should rule what you do. Happens to be my experience, happens to be what my thinking is. Ken and I get along fabulously well. One of the reasons we're great friends is because we don't always agree. Why would you? What kind of a friendship?
That's pretty boring.
Depends on. But yeah, it sure is. Right. Who needs that? All right. Here's another one. Alcohol use and what it means. This is also very important for those of you. I don't know if there'll be a study on marijuana that'll be like this, but those of you who like schnapps, you better listen to this.
Exactly. And I hope the marijuana study is ongoing. I know it is, and maybe we'll have the results soon. But this is alcohol this week. This comes out of the medical journal Lancet Public Health. Excess alcohol use is a major risk factor for all types of dementia, Doug. So what is dementia? It's characterized by a steady cognitive decline. That means in your ability to think and remember. And it affects, amazingly, 5 to 7% of those over age 60. And this makes it a leading cause of disability. Though there are a number of dementia types, including Alzheimer's disease, which is the most common form, progressive damage to the brain, Doug, it features in all of these dementias. However, the cause of the damage can vary, and that's why you get all these different types. You know, you often wonder about why is it Alzheimer's? It's because how you get the damage specific to one of the more common types of dementia is Alzheimer's dementia. So there are certain risk factors that we know about, and it's aging, smoking, and depression are already known, but the role of alcohol has often been proven difficult to pin down. You know, does it have an effect? Doesn't it? Well, some studies have concluded that light drinking may have a protective effect against dementia. Conversely, moderate alcohol use appears to have a detrimental impact on brain structure and may therefore increase dementia risk. But the news this week, without any doubt, is that heavy drinking is more robustly linked to an increased risk of dementia. So if you're going to drink, you know, just do it in a limited manner.
Yeah, well, there are those doctors who say having one drink a day is good. Some people say women ought to have a couple of glasses of wine.
Women should have 0 to 1 per day. Men, no more than 1 to 2. You know, have a glass of wine occasionally, but you know that's okay. But
I don't think I've ever seen you have a glass of wine. You've never seen me have one. Have you ever had one?
Of course.
I don't remember. Have you? You don't really.
We have to go out more socially.
Yes, sir.
I guess you and I are, you're not drinking, so I think the reason...
The problem with you is you stay up and stay out too late. I can't have dinner at 8:30.
Right, you have to get up to do early morning radio.
Yeah, I can't be doing that.
So I don't want to have a glass of wine if you're not.
No, all right. Well, that's very polite of you. Thank you. So the bottom line here is my prejudice comes from the experience I had in my family. My mother, I don't mind admitting, was a wild alcoholic. She didn't, you know, she, whatever her system was, it grabbed a hold of her and never let go.
That's the amazing thing is, you know, if I don't go out to a nice dinner in a setting with people that I really enjoy and are having wine, I don't even think about it.
Yeah.
And that's the way alcohol should be.
What I think about it is I don't want anything to do with it. I don't like being around people who are drinking more often than not. They can't handle the alcohol. If you've had one glass, I mean, I go to dinner with somebody that I love or somebody who's a friend or whatever, my children, my daughter will have a glass of wine. My son doesn't drink. I don't drink. But
your son drinks zero?
Doesn't drink at all. Nope. He went through it, had a stage when he was a kid, and swore off of it.
Well, then that's good.
Drink it all.
Yeah, I've never had an issue with it. I don't even think about it unless I'm out to dinner.
Yeah. Well, my son is a drug and alcohol rehab counselor.
Exactly.
And because he understands from whence it comes through his own experience, and he'll tell you that. Especially when it comes to drinking, he couldn't handle it at all. And frankly, I can't handle it. He gets that gene from me.
Good.
If I have a glass of wine, I am either really, really sullen and nasty, or I get extraordinarily silly.
Okay,
I've been known to get up on a table when I had...
On one glass?
One glass.
Wow!
I remember doing a test I did afternoons in Cincinnati back in the 80s, WCKY.
Uh-huh.
And one day, it was before Labor Day, it seems to me, the fellow from the local AAA came in with a six-pack of beer.
Uh-huh.
And he said, okay, we're going to do this on the air. You're going to drink, and I'm going to test you to see at what point you get to the legal limit of, what is it, 0.8 or something. So I said, yeah, okay.
And he smells.
The beer was awful. And I drank it, and I only got through three-quarters of the bottle.
Wow.
He kept testing me. And I was loopy then, and my level had gone up.
Well,
so apparently my system can't take it, which, thank heavens, is a good thing.
The
good
news is we know you're not an alcoholic, if that's what's happening.
Yeah, right. I've had addictions to a few things in my life, but that's not one of them, thank heavens. Okay, 45 past the hour. We spent all these times, all these hours, Good Day Health hours, talking about your health. There is no question from either of my two experts, whether it be Ken Kronhaus or Jack Stockwell, that you need omega-3s. The question sometimes comes on what form of omega-3 you ought to take. Fish oil? Because krill oil now is identified as an omega as well. So as doctors debate this, there's a new solution, so there doesn't have to be any debate anymore. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. Comes from Purity Products. I take it every day. As a matter of fact, I've been taking it in the morning and at night. Satisfies two things. You need for fish oil. Ken knows we need it. He says, eat a lot of fish. I eat a lot of fish and I take the fish oil. And I think that's one of the reasons my cardiovascular system is in as good shape. You know where my blood pressure is. I'm happy to have you tell people the story of what you found at the exam, and I think it comes from eating fish and taking things like this Krill Omega 50 Plus, right? Is that why I have such a strong cardiovascular system?
Well, it's the whole package. You just practice a very good lifestyle.
800-355-1493. That's 800-355-1493.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Pickles.
Feed boxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
It's buy one, get one at your local CVS pharmacy, where it's easy to find the essentials you need and the hot deals you want. Need one good reason to shop this week? How about two? Buy one, get one free on select CVS Health, Nature Made, and Nature's Bounty vitamins. Plus, buy one, get one free on all CVS batteries. Restrictions apply. See circular or cvs.com/weeklyad for details. Feel good? Save money at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy.
The New London Community School District in Iowa went more than a decade without an industrial technology teacher. After filling the position, there was another hurdle, updating an outdated industrial arts lab. Thanks to a $25,000 America's Farmers Grow Rural Education grant, the school purchased state-of-the-art equipment, providing students with resources to explore those industrial arts and agriculture interests. The Grow Rural Education Program, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, allows farmers to help make a lasting impact on their public school districts. Farmers can nominate a school district to apply for $10,000 or $25,000 grants aimed at improving science, technology, engineering, and math curriculums. Now through April 2nd, farmers can make nominations by visiting www.growruraleducation.com. That's www.growruraleducation.com.
Good day, health. Doug Steffen here with an overview of where the healthiest spot in America is. If you get sick, people are moving in droves to Austin. Ever been a waitress or worked in a video store, made lattes at a coffee shop? You know that sick days, at least paid ones, are a luxury. So this is a different twist on getting sick and what happens as a result of the cultural differences in the city of Austin. It's not necessarily a place to get well, but they have a better attitude than many cities do. Matter of fact, the city council there voted 9-2 to make paid sick leave a mandatory requirement for all non-government employees. And that means if you're an employer and you got somebody working for you, you got to make sure that they have sick days. Austin is now the first city in Texas to regulate sick leave. Businesses with 15 or fewer employees have to cover 48 hours of paid sick leave, which is equal to 6 full 8-hour days. All other private employers will be required to provide up to 64 hours of paid sick leave. What do you think of that? Micromanaging? I don't think that's up to the government to do that, but that's what they're doing. If you've got a small business, 5 or fewer employees, you also have to be required to give paid sick leave, but not for a couple of years. Employees accrue paid sick leave at the rate of 1 hour per 30 hours worked. Wow. That's a killer of local businesses. I wouldn't want to have to live in that circumstance and have it apply to my business, frankly. Record-setting flu has been the reason for that down there. That's what they say anyway. So if you want a lot of sick leave, sick days, move to Austin. I guess that's the message there, like it or lump it. This is the Good Day Health Show. All right, so I'm looking at a website that's right up your alley, the 30 Worst Foods for Your Heart. This is one of those sites Victoria Keelan on my staff refers to as clickbait. So what they're proposing here when they scare you about how you can die from heart disease, you got to eat the right stuff. And the first thing has a picture of pineapple with cottage cheese. There's something I can't imagine that is bad for you. Salt is bad.
I think it's very high-fat cottage cheese.
Really?
But low-fat cottage cheese is good for you.
Certain pineapple, vegetables.
Excellent.
canned vegetables. Do not eat canned vegetables. Not anymore. For all kinds of reasons. I like beans, frankly, but I don't eat them anymore because I don't want to eat them out of the can.
Well, you can get fresh beans in the package.
Yeah, but what do you how do you cook them?
How do you cook them? You just steam them.
Oh, to come to your house and you can steam them.
Yes, I'm good at cold steaming
cuts.
Beans.
All the stuff
cold
that's
cuts
in
are bad.
Preservatives.
That's a treat. That's bad.
Yeah, I'll be doing that. Tomato sauce has all kinds of things in it. Frozen meals also. You're not supposed to eat frozen meals. I have done that in the past, but I've got to stop doing that. All right, there it is. That's more info. Dr. Ken continues here, 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us now with a focus on information that's coming from the various journals of medicine brought to you by Balance of Nature products. The folks at Balance of Nature guarantee the highest quality whole food products. The idea of enhancing your immune system, we talk about this all the time, which you can do by using Balance of Nature products. They're fruits and their veggies encapsulated. Really a cool product. Actually, I saw something yesterday that made me think about this. You can, if you've got itchy, sore, or scratchy throat, Ken, they suggest that you open up three or four veggie capsules, put it in a cup of warm broth, stir it up and drink it, and it'll take care of the sore throat. Isn't that an interesting reality? It makes sense if you have all those concentrated elements in there and you take it. It's like anything else when you're trying to get rid of a sore throat. I know what I've been doing. You and I think talked about this. The lemon and honey and apple cider vinegar that I've taken, which also, it's not traditional and not necessarily what you would, because you're not necessarily going to recommend that, but I think it's any of these things that you don't have to take drugs for. If you can get rid of it, I think we all prefer not to use drugs, right? Where'd Ken go?
I'm right here.
Huh. Did I lose you in that last?
No. Well, huh? I said whenever possible.
I didn't hear that. Okay, whenever possible. Good. All right, 55 past the hour. I saw something that is new to the world of studies, the overview of diagnostics and new drugs and that sort of thing. Last year, cancer killed 8 million people, second only to heart disease, I guess, right? Heart disease is the big killer. And the idea of catching cancers early and treating them effectively. I have a friend who's going through this. You and I have talked about him, and he's tried every available treatment, and he knocks it back, but they don't get rid of it. And so this is considered one of the strongest kinds of cancers that resist all of the drugs that are out there, all of the treatment. So you wonder, there's a study from Harvard that's out this week focusing on pancreatic cancer, which is the worst of all of them, isn't it? Once you get it, man, you're done.
It's very fast growing. The problem is that we diagnose pancreatic cancer way too late. And if we had some tool to get there early, that would help.
So when you look at, for example, my blood work, can you tell yes or no anybody's blood work, whether there's cancer cells fiddling around in their system?
I mean, that's been the goal for decades, is to find a single blood test that will diagnose all of it. We're almost there, but not yet.
Not quite, yeah. Okay. All right, one of the things this week, you're a cardiologist.
I am.
So I look at this, the sleep disorder study linking breathing to cardiovascular problems. Can you give us a little more specific info on that? What is the what does the study show?
More information from the European Society of Cardiology Heart Failure Journal this week, how important sleep is, especially for the heart. The development, Doug, of heart failure is linked to severe sleep disordered breathing, but treatment may minimize the risk. That's the good news. The severity of sleep disordered breathing affects the stiffening of the arteries' walls. That's why you get high blood pressure. That's why you get heart failure. So using continuous positive airway pressure or CPAP devices to treat obstructive sleep apnea and other sleep-related breathing abnormalities can fix this.
What about your veins and arteries and keeping them soft and flexible and pliable? We've talked about products over the years that have done that. Whether EECP does it or whether vitamin K does it, but there is now more of a focus on keeping the arteries especially supple. How do you do that? What do you prescribe?
You keep your blood pressure under control, your cholesterol, your blood sugar, and your weight, and you don't smoke. Those are the simple, easy ways to do it.
So that's what causes hardening of the arteries.
All of the above.
Yeah.
And mental stress also, and get enough sleep. 7 to 8 hours, and watch the alcohol. Don't overdo it.
So if you are at that point and you don't want to take drugs, is vitamin K or that sort of thing good for, or fish oil or any of those things good for smoothing?
Well, that's all about diet. You know, I would eat a healthy Mediterranean diet with all the nutrients and the calories that will keep you at ideal body weight and exercise.
Yeah, exercise is good for, as we've all found. I was talking to Dorothy Hamill earlier about what her exercise routine is and the sorts of things that she does.
Well, that must be great.
Former Olympian, you know, you got to, no matter what your age, we say this all the time, your age, my age, anybody, you got to exercise, you got to keep your body in shape, otherwise it will literally, before your very eyes, fall apart. So take Ken's advice. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here at 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.